Our text for today is Matthew 17, verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. In the name of Jesus, amen. Remember these three numbers, 6, 7, and 8. Not just because you watched Sesame Street and you learned which numbers come when and where, but 6, 7, and 8 are very important numbers through Scripture, and they're connected in many ways to your very salvation itself. 6, you should know quite well, for if you read Genesis, the account of creation, we are told that in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth. 6 days of work. 6 days of wonderfully forming everything by his spoken word. And when it came to you, to human beings, he took even greater care. He formed you with his own hands. He still forms tiny little humans with his own hands. He tells us that even little babies in the womb are knit together fearfully and wonderfully. You've heard in the news about the March for Life, and you've seen some of the display out in the hallway. This is yet another time of the year that we reflect not only on the mystery of life that has been given to us by God itself, but the mystery of his love, the mystery of his salvation. Because the 6 days of creation are all about his work, and you and I are on the receiving end of that, you see. It's not our work. A Christian mother and father beholds the child that is brought forth and says, as did so many other parents in Scripture, this little boy, this little girl is from the Lord. What a joy it was to be a part of the process and to serve and to love and to care, but nonetheless, God gives, we receive. 6 days of his creating work. 6 days of Jesus laboring as well to do that which human beings, you and I, have undone. Adam and Eve undid it first, if you will. Broke God's commandment. By man came death, Scripture says. But by man will also come the resurrection of the dead. And so comes the man, the Son of God himself, who comes now to undo the work that we as humans have done of tearing apart God's creation. He comes still today through his word to point it out when we get it wrong. When we, for example, forget that life comes from him and that all life is precious. When we forget and neglect his holy word, his 10 commands, which were so holy and so important that Moses' face literally shone when he received these from God, and every other time after that he talked with God, the presence of God was a big deal. What God has to say about things, what God is doing about things, is a big deal. 6 days. The work of Jesus, of keeping those commandments for you. And so Jesus has been working, and the men that he has called who will be the first pastors of the church, they've been with him, but they don't understand all these things yet, nor have they been ordained into being pastors. Right now they are just, as Peter writes himself, witnesses. And yet another term that we fail to truly understand from Scripture. We talk about witnessing to Jesus and witnessing to this and that, but a witness means one who has beheld him, literally. One who has been there. If you get called into court, if you get subpoenaed to be a witness, it means that you literally observed or heard something that is pertinent to the court case going on. Kind of makes you think a little, doesn't it? that there were witnesses. God the Father made sure of that, that you could test out all the evidence about whether this crazy Jesus fellow is really the Son of God, your Savior. Isn't it amazing? 6 days Jesus labors. 6 days he labored before in creation as the Word, but now here he is as the Son of God in the flesh, made manifest, epiphanied for all to see. And now comes number seven, the seventh day. The seventh day is a day of rest. The seventh day is a day where God literally gives and your job is to receive. That's literally what church is all about. It's about you coming and God giving to you. You are so important. He wants you to receive his gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. He wants to know that though you've had six hard days of work, that you've had six hard days of dealing with death and sin, and 6 days that the devil has been attacking you, now you are in his presence, and he's with you. And he's here to tell you that he loves you, that he has sent his Son Jesus to make right all that the devil, the world, and your sinful nature has undone. He comes to tell you that he walks with you and he talks with you, that the glory of the Lord yet comes down here to earth. And so yet, in a sense, you are witnesses too, but not of what you may think. You're witnesses to the Word which, by the way, we hear is even more important than the witnessing of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? The Word read to you, the Word preached to you, the remembrance of your baptism, the body and blood of Jesus that comes in simple bread and wine, the same glory of the Lord that descended upon the temple, the same glory of the Lord that was revealed here to the disciples is revealed to you on this Sabbath day. And you need not fear, for he's come not to damn you, which is what your sins and mine deserve, but he's come to raise you up, to lift up your eyes and hearts and to open your mouth, to sing, to pray, to give your amen, to know that he is here for you. What great joy on day seven. What great joy we should have when we come to church. The history of the church is part of all my crazy studies I've been doing, and I spent literally the last 6 days just doing that, so I can relate to the whole six-day thing. Over and over again, the church, boy, we're a bunch of doofuses. We're always trying to do more work to please God, whether it's pastors or laity. We think that we've got to earn our way into his presence and we've got to do this, and job is to receive. More on that later. But he comes to give all this for you, which brings us to the last day eight. Day eight, you might say, there is no day eight. You crazy pastor. There's only 7 days in a week. Everybody knows that. But God talks about the eighth day. Google it. Look it up in the back of your Bible. It's there. The eighth day is the new day. The eighth day is that which is brand new. A new future, a new hope. The eighth day is all about you living now in your baptism, which is connected to this Son of God made manifest in the flesh. You living in your baptism connected to Son of God Jesus, who spoke the word back at creation and then took on human flesh, speaks that word again through the time he walked on this earth. The same Jesus who goes there to the cross to ultimately finish the work he has come to do, which is why 6, 7, and 8 are all tied together. You can't have one without the other. Jesus who has come to fulfill not only the law by keeping it and doing it, but now to make payment for your sins, for the sins of the whole world, gallons and gallons, if you will, of blood. It's hard to imagine how much that would be, but it took all of him for all the sins of the world, for all the times that you've failed to remember the Ten Commandments and gone your own way. You've made yourself your own little God. It's what I want to do. It's what I believe. Forgetting what God says. Failing to repent. Failing to say I'm sorry. Failing to forgive someone who sinned against you. Failing to stand up for the weak. Those that need help. Jesus hangs there on the cross for you. So that when you stand in the presence of God, you would not be struck down, but rather that you'd be forgiven. The eighth day is the new day of forgiveness. The eighth day is also the new day where living now in that forgiveness, you go forth and do that which is right. You serve your neighbor. You use the gifts God has given you in your vocation. In that way, I suppose, perhaps it's okay to be called witnesses for Jesus. But today in our text, these three men, Peter, James, and John, these three apostles, who later at the giving of the Holy Spirit would become some of the first pastors in Christ's new church, they witness this and they tell you quite clear what happened. That you may know for sure that this Jesus in whom you place your faith is none other than the Son of God. And he's come to bless not just the sixth, seventh, and eighth day, but all of your days. And so after six hard days that you may have, even as this life draws to a close, know that this Jesus, your Savior, stands for you. And in him, you are loved and forgiven and freed. Freed to have faith. Free to believe. And free to serve. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.